Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
It's hot! It's damn hot! It's hot outside. It's so hot outside that people are melting off the ground and they are picking themselves up off the ground and putting cheese on themselves and serving them to other peoples on this ground because it's so hot. They're cooking their food because it's people food. All good people food. But damn, it's hot. Very hot. It's so hot outside, I'm going to bring in some different people today. Oh, wait. Some similar people today. I got... Who do I got on here? Oh, yeah, I got EW on with me today because we don't know where Katie is. We don't know where Jazzy is. We don't know where Jenny is. We don't know where Josie is. And we don't know where Jimmy the Mook is.
Wait, isn't Jimmy the Mook with Hoffa?
Well, kind of, but, you know, we don't really know where Hoffa is either because we're not telling nothing.
Right, right. Well, I know where Jazzy is. She's out doing some crotchpot cooking. Yes, it's that hot.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Nor a 15-foot pole, nor a 20-foot pole. Nor any other small length or lighter, greater length pole whatsoever. Because that was no.
Jeez, crotchpot cooking. I can't even get it out today. She's crotchpot cooking those French fries. Yeah.
French fries! Ding dong a ling a ling ling ling. So, you know that this is After Out. We talk about comic books and zombies and all kinds of other stuff like that. And we were just briefly talking a little bit. Hey, Arklitch, who's in the chat room now, just showed up. And we were just briefly talking about The Walking Dead a few seconds ago.
Yes, yes.
And I was going to reemphasize my point as to one of the reasons why I like The Walking Dead. And one of the things I have mentioned and may mention before and will probably mention again. Yeah, let me check my memory banks. Yes, I have mentioned it before. I love comic books, but one of the things that bugs me and irks me quite a bit is that a lot of comic books, when they get up to, about their issue 100 issue, they tend to start to suck. Because they're getting repetitive on storylines, they start going to the point where, oh, hey, we did this already, so let's just do another villain with that guy's name, but let's call it another version of this, and yada, 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 yada. And I think that really kind of blows trunks. I don't know if people would read Spawn. I love Spawn in the beginning. It was awesome. It was different. It was unique. But then they keep recycling the same stories. He's sad. He's cursed soul walking the earth, and he's got to do stuff. And so then they got rid of him and brought in another guy, and now he does the same things. And it's like, well, you did this already. Just put another guy's name on it.
You know, I like Spawn, and I am, and you are right. It came up to a point where it was just the same thing after a while. If they redid the movie, because the movie was good. I like John Leguizamo, and I think they got to put him back if they redo the movie. But, man, they had to keep going with it, because the MTV had that cartoon series going for a while. Ooh,
the cartoon series was awesome.
Yes.
It really was well done. It was good, creepy. It's like, dudes, check out, I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. That guy was creepy, and he was like the sun's mayor. Awesome.
Yes, but remember, John Leguizamo's saying, every time a demon farts, or every time somebody farts, a demon gets his wings.
As he should. Not his own wing, somebody else's wing.
Exactly. Ooh, twins.
Yes, but John Leguizamo as clown / vindicator was pure genius in that movie. Martin Sheen, wasn't take it or leave it. It's like, whatever. What's her face? I can never remember her name, but I generally like her in anything I've seen.
I like her eyes. Her eyes are awesome. But
a lot of other parts of her were awesome, too.
Oh, yeah, that too. But her acting in this one was just lame.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, the guy who plays Spawn.
Yes, he was not bad. I liked him in the role that he played.
Do you think, who do you think should, if they do a remake of it, because there's rumor that they're working on it, but if they do a remake of it, who do you think should play Spawn?
Mutter Truck and Samuel Jackson.
Yes, I can so see this now. I'm tired of these demons on the plane.
Precisely. Or, can you hear what I'm talking, demon thing? Yeah, it would be hilarious, but so overdone that it would be like, okay, we're dipping off the deep end of lame-o land. But it would be amusing. I would amuse myself with that a lot. I would be go, wait, maybe I could just re-edit the whole movie with his voice in it.
Yeah, there you go.
I could do that. Call it the Samuel Jackson edit, Mutter Truckers. You notice we're not doing any F-bombs today.
Yet.
No, we're not going to.
I know eventually you're going to get worked up and it's going to drop.
Oh, I'll get worked up, but I ain't dropping no F-bombs. I had to edit that one out last week, and it was like, where the hell is it? I couldn't find it. It took me a half an hour to find where it was. It's like, I knew I did one. Eventually found it.
We, on another station I was on, we created a show, and it was just something you just roll with, you know? I mean, it was, whatever topic came up, you just kept going with it. And, boy, they hit this one topic, and they were betting who was going to drop the most F-bombs that night. And they hit the one topic, and, boy, I'm telling you, that you hit the right topic, somebody will do it.
Oh, I can drop the bombs. I have no doubt about that. But I also have internal self-programming that allows me to turn that stuff off.
Yeah, well, you would have thought I would have had some restraint, but there are certain subjects that restraint, it won't happen.
I ain't talking about restraint. I'm talking about programming. I got it in my head. And why am I going with that accent? I don't know. I'm going to stop that accent because I
think you were. I was thinking you were hanging around Joe Dog a little too much.
He does have a way of rubbing off on you a wee bit, eh?
Yep.
See, I'm going to throw in some what people think is Canadian style talk. It's like, and I don't really talk like that, eh? Not me.
I don't know. I can go back on your recordings, and you say it quite a bit.
No. I think you is mistaken and mishearing words, thinking that I'm thinking saying that word when I'm actually saying that word, but that's like, I don't say A that much. I say ah. I nah, say
I see, and Jack's not here to help me on this, but yeah, you say A quite a bit.
No way, eh? Take off, eh? No, really, take off. I might start singing in the boot, in the boot, in the get in the boot. I don't do that, though, because that's just that freaky before. Weird. Huh?
You said that before, but I am...
Well, if you're...
It fit for the topic you were discussing, though.
If you're an East Coaster, you'll get it a bit, because it's... when people say, hey, you guys all in Canada say A at the end, it's like, no. East Coasters do that. That's part of their speech pattern. But getting a boot and about, oot and about, that's all East Coast stuff as well. See, I do a lot. And I really hate it. And I say actually a lot. And I really hate that too. So I'm teaching my programming styles to stop that too.
Do you know that a lot of people think that to be intelligent, you have to say very extremely large words?
No.
And the most common one that is said is what you tend to say quite a bit.
Which one?
The one you just said. And I totally, my brain just stopped right there.
I don't remember which word I said that you were talking about.
But you said you have a habit of saying quite a bit.
Actually?
Actually, there you go.
Okay, because actually is like saying, trust me, or believe me, or I wouldn't say something wrong, or I wouldn't say something wrong, or I just said that twice. saying actually, prefacing or end-facing a sentence or a phrase or a term or whatever word you want to group, you want to throw out there, basically says, well, you mean the other words you said weren't actually true either?
Well, no. Actually, I'm not sure.
Precisely. It's, what was the other, what's the other euphemism expression that's used commonly a lot like this? Let me think for a sec. Ooh, there was a very specific expression that people used to keep saying all the time, and then when I read about that, it was like, you know what? You're right. That, Well, to be truthful is one of them. To be totally honest, what, you mean you weren't honest before?
I have a habit of saying, you know, to be totally honest. I actually have a habit of saying that.
Exactly, because when you think about it for a second, it's like, wait a second. Do you mean that the time before when you didn't say that, you weren't? Gadzooks! So I try to avoid saying, to be totally honest, or if you'd like the full truth, no, I just want part of the truth. Or things like that, those little architectural type word structure things. When you don't think about it, and you're just in conversation, is, and the word like, it bugs crap out of me too, because I use that a lot as well.
No, go to the West Coast. Like is used a lot.
Like, for reals. Like, seriously. Oh, my God.
Like, that's totally gnarly, man.
Uh-oh. Oh, literally was the other one. Yes.
Now, basically also.
Yes, basically and literally and truthfully and honestly. All of these expressions prefacing or postfacing a expression or term or phrase or paragraph or book or whatever the hell have you, really basically means that you've been lying all the times before. Or seriously as well. Let's be serious right now. What, you mean we weren't before when you started talking about the axe?
Yep.
Come on!
Oh, so I wasn't getting fired. No, basically you were.
Precisely. Oh, well. It does, was, is, was, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then we move on. Do you know what we're going to move on to, though?
Movies.
No.
Darn, I tried.
Denied. Denada, denied, denied. We're going to do comics. This week is... It's Wednesday, so this means comic books. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're going to start with the coolest looking one, and like by everybody's favorite. Do you know who Guillermo del Toro is?
I sure do.
Do you know he has a comic book out?
That I did not know.
It's called The Strain, The Fall. And it's got some demon-y looking, crazy-arsed looking, badass monster-type things on the cover, killing some... Hey, there's a new Hellboy movie coming out.
Yep.
Excellent. Called The Midnight Circus. I look forward to it. I want to see it. I'd always see all that sort of thing. So, yep, that's issue number one. Came out from Dark Horse Comics. I'm going to read that soon. And then we have Hellraiser, The Dark Watch, issue number six. And we all know who Hellraiser is, right? Why does that have a picture of a secret agent on the front? I don't know. Hellraiser's gotten doing some changes in the comic book, changing the way Clive Barker originally wrote the series, and I like it. It's pretty neat.
It's better than Barker's?
I wouldn't say better than. It's just, okay, well, let's take this into a different place and make it neat and interesting, too. I like Barker's original writings, and I like the new stuff.
Gotcha.
And then we have Nova! Number six. Nova... is... I'm not so sure yet how I'm deciding whether or not I like Nova. The original character of Nova, I always loved that in Marvel. But now that they've got the story the way it's going right now, it kind of... Well, he's a punk kid. Like, just not even a teenager. And he's full of teen angst, and he's doing stuff, and he's got all this power to do stuff, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and it's like... See? There's that like thing. And I don't know. I'm still on the if side on that. So, I don't know. Then...
here's the thing, though. Are they still giving the storyline, you know, trying to give the intro?
What do you mean, the intro?
Well, you know how, like, every comic book superhero has some kind of long beginning explaining how they get to where they are. Like, even Superman. I mean, technically, you watch the movies, you see, okay, the planet explodes, they shoot this baby out in the rocket, he lands, and the parents, you know, the new earthly parents adopt him and quickly goes through all his childhood, and then he's Superman right away. Yeah, that's the short portion, but that whole... long life is what a lot of people miss.
That's kind of what they're doing with Nova. They throw him in as a, oh, your dad was a Nova. Okay, now you've got the helmet. Oh, great, it's keyed to you. Oh, great, this means now you can be a Nova. Go on Nova and already smash an armada invading aliens away, and the kid's like 15. Okay, So, moving on. By the way, so as in line with our earlier discussion about issues getting up to issue 100, Zinescopes series, one of my favorite long-running series that I've actually been reading since issue number 1, Grim Fairy Tales, issue number 87.
Wow.
So the crazy thing that goes on with this series is, oh, well, look, three different covers. And each cover has a hot babe. Different kind of hot babe. Darkness, brightness, fiery emblems of doom. I like it. The series is kind of very light-hearted. The stories are not very too deep. They are trying to explore old... Well, originally it was all old classical Grimm's fairy tales. You know, the Brothers Grimm. Reimagined for a modern universe, for a modern culture reading and stuff. So it's like, it's pretty cool. And then it started into they've built their entire world and they've got a system that interlocks with four other worlds and all this other gnarly stuff, as I think you said something earlier, gnarly.
Totally gnarly.
Totally. And then we got Morbius, the Living Vampire, issue number 7. And guess who makes a guest appearance? And by the way, Morbius is a vampire who became a vampire through chemical means and is continuously trying to find a way to get rid of the vampire curse because, well, he doesn't want to be a vampire. He wants to be a normal person. Guest starring Spidey-Man. Not amazing Spidey-Man. Superior Spidey-Man. I'm not a big fan of the Superior Spider-Man series. The whole Doc Ock became Spidey, just eh. And if I ruined that for anybody, so sad. Every once in a while, they have an issue that comes out. Oh my God, look, 5 covers. And I am one of those comic book geeks. I get all 5. The good thing is because I am a comic book person and a dealer, I get them at a slightly better price, but still, it's 5 covers. But the good thing is I like all 5 covers, so I put up with that shit. Red Sonja has a new series out. Gail Simone is the writer. And I have high expectations for this, as it's supposed to be a much more story-based and artistic-based series. I'm going to read that tonight after the show.
Well, let me ask you. You said Red Sonja, right?
Yes.
Like the Red Sonja that was with Conan the Barbarian?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that's going to be a bloody comic.
Not necessarily.
No?
Originally, Red Sonja, like Conan, was a pirate.
Ah.
See, Conan was originally written by Edgar Rice Burroughs as a pirate, not as a barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
He became a barbarian through changes in evolution in the writing style and everything else like that. David Banner of the Vampires. That's funny. Arclick was talking about Morbius when I said he became chemically combined into becoming the vampire.
Yes.
Fun stuff. So Red Sonja is... Well, realistically speaking, Red Sonja is a comic book character and as a movie character is like... You wear such skimpy chainmail outfits. What, that doesn't really protect you. Yes, but I use it to my advantage by distracting my male opponents, because almost all of my opponents are male and are always attracted to my cleavage, and so I beat them easily. Right.
I like Xena. I'm sorry. Where were we?
I like Xena, but out of the Xena series, I always like Gabrielle better.
Yeah, I mean... She really didn't get to be the attraction until later in the series, though.
Oh, I always liked her because she was cute and perky.
Oh, yeah, she always was, but she changed outfits much later in the series.
Yeah, that's fine. They just tried to sex her up a little bit. I didn't mind her in the old outfit either. But in Xena, my favorite character, absolutely favorite character, are you going to be able to guess? It's not Xena. It's not Gabrielle.
I can't think of the guy. He's kind of clumsy.
That's Joxer the Mighty, and no, it's not.
No?
Although, you know that's Sam Raimi's brother, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The only other character I would think that you probably would go after in that would probably be Ares.
Nope. Ares didn't do it for me. He was like, okay, he's funny, but that's about it. Nor the girl who played Aphrodite, although she had the nicest outfits.
No? Okay.
And the largest cleavage.
Okay.
Think of a character who is butt, flock, nuts.
Oh, the one that was always trying to kill Xena because, I can't think of her name.
Callisto.
Callisto, that's right.
Real name, Hudson Leek. I always liked her. She was crazy. That stuff was like, oh, I think I'm going to kill you now. Okay. Bink. Just out of the blue, random stuff like that was like, oh, man. Can we go and get together? Never happened. But, you know, can always hope.
Right.
She used to do blues singing as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she had an album out, I think. Or wait, maybe I may be confusing that with somebody else. I am confused sometimes with memories, because memories come to me and they're weird. Somebody else had a blues album. I think it was her.
I know the and I can't think of her name right off the top of my head at the moment, but the girl who played Xena actually is a singer also.
Yes. Hudson Lyric did do music. Full body relaxation. I don't think it was blues, though. Sorry. But she did do music. I don't know if she was any good at it, though. I never really heard it. And yes, Gabby rules, and Xena is an unofficial planet now. Which planet? Arklitch in the chat room, by the way, is talking about that. And it wouldn't surprise me if Xena was a planet. Because she's amply endowed.
Yeah, for sure. Did I say that out loud?
I don't know. I may have drowned you out. I didn't hear it.
Oh, well, that's good.
Sorry, that's my attempt at doing Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, I thought you were trying to do Krusty the Clown.
No, I can't do Krusty. Krusty's wrong.
Do your Woody Woodpecker, and you pretty much are Krusty the Clown.
Okay, fine. Be that way. I ain't doing it again, because now I don't feel right about it. One last comic. Thanos Rising. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you people who have watched the Avengers movie...
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched the Avengers movie?
Oh, heck yeah, I own it.
Okay, did you watch the very end of the movie?
I did.
Did you watch the part with the guy in the chair saying, "We shall get them"?
That was Thanos.
That was Thanos. So, Thanos, Marvel has this whole new overarching type thingamabobby. I don't know why Jack says I'm predictable. I am predictable, and at the same time not. But it's all part of the same paradigm. So, with the new big arc of Marvel, they've got the whole Infinity thing happening again. And if you're a Marvel fan and have been into the Marvel thing all the time, the Infinity thing refers to the Infinity Gems / the Infinity Gauntlet, which essentially is these five very special gems that contain the basic essence of certain components of the universe. And with those five gems in the gauntlet, you could redesign the universe.
Yeah, doesn't he eventually, if I remember right, the comics right, doesn't he eventually obtain the gauntlet?
Yep. And what did he do with it the first act?
Oh, here it is. I knew you'd ask, and it's been a while since I've read that one.
Well, I'll make it real easy. He killed one half of all of the population of the entire universe. Said, one half, gone. So everybody everywhere, one guy standing, one guy falls to the ground dead. What? One guy standing, one guy falls down to the ground dead. What? And that happened like on every single planet in the universe, according to the comic book system. Yes. It was very neat. Because he worships death.
Right.
Or rather, believes that death in the form of a woman is his lady love, and he is trying to satisfy her desire for death. Which, if everybody was dead, death would be bored and have nothing better to do anymore.
Exactly.
Self-defeating prophecy, as it were. So death doesn't want all of existence dead. It wants all of existence dying.
Not dead, dying.
Not dead, dying. And it's a point that the Marvel writers keep beating over the head sometimes, and it's like, man, you guys suck because you can't get that right. Oh! But what they're doing right now in the Avengers series is really neat, and I'm hoping that with these guys crossing over doing some stuff here, it's like going to be, ooh, this could be nifty. Thanos Rising, which is a little short miniseries, is focusing on, well, where did Thanos come from? How did he become so messed up? Why is he so mad? And it's interesting to see how they're developing that character.
See, now, like it. Here's a question for you.
Seven.
You and I had this debate already once before, but okay. I had to bring it up again.
Okay.
Marvel has said that they didn't want to pay certain individuals extra money, so there's a chance that Avengers 2 might not happen.
There's always a chance. There's a chance that Wonder Woman will eventually be made.
Did I share that article with you?
No, but I've been on the Wonder Woman. Dudes, Wonder Woman is the movie that would put DC over the top in the movie biz, and they still haven't freaking come out with a Wonder Woman movie yet.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, because Linda Carter literally made it what it was.
Yeah, and but they would take it a different way. I mean, the only successful movies in comic book franchise right now are dark-tinged movies.
Mm-hmm.
So the only Wonder Woman movie that's going to be out is going to be slightly darker, and that would be cool. Linda Carter would be the wrong person to play that. She would be great to have as a cameo. It's like, oh my god, look, that was the original Wonder Woman. And it would be great to have Erin Gray?
The one that played it on the TV series?
No, the one that was originally cast to be Wonder Woman before Linda Carter was.
Now you're going to make me look it up.
She eventually ended up on Dallas or whatever, something like that. I can't remember the show. I think it was Dallas. But it was originally a completely different character that they were going for. It was blonde, skinny, athletic.
Erin Gray, really?
Not Erin. I keep mixing up the name. So okay. I don't. It's not the girl from Buck Rogers.
Yeah, because that's who that one was. Erin Gray was.
An Erin somebody, and she was the blonde-haired girl in Dallas or whatever. It's all I can remember. But she was originally cast. Jill Wagner. No.
That's a big name change.
That's not who it was. It's not Jill Wagner. Jill Wagner was one of the other people in Dallas. Yes, I believe that. But that was not the original Wonder Woman. Now I'm going to get my Google Foo out.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. Trying. Is this old or new? 2013 Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for the last 5 years.
No confirmed casting as of yet. Rumors of Jessica Alba and Lindsay Lohan. Oh please.
God.
Really? Have been thrown around. Seriously, Lohan is... Some are saying that she's hot right now.
Oh, they were talking about Megan Fox as well at one point. Sandra Bullock was originally cast as well.
Yeah, Megan Fox wouldn't have been so bad. I saw the posters with her as the Wonder Woman. She could have... I mean, if she could have cleaned up her acting a little bit, she could have...
If she could learn how to freaking act.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to be nice. She could have pulled it off.
Well, she physically had the right body and the shape and everything else. And she probably could be very physical at it. I just don't think she really could act well enough to do it.
Yeah.
This is pissing me off. I can't find it. I'm going to find it.
That Jill Wagner was actually the original one that they were going to cast for...
Kathy Lee Crosby. Sorry.
No.
Yes, Kathy Lee Crosby was originally the... she was going to be the movie one in 1974.
Thank you, because I was going to say Kathy Lee Crosby's up there in age, too. You keep picking the old ones. Stop picking
the old ones. I am on the old ones. I'm old, yo. No, Cassie Lee Crosby is not the person I originally thought it was. She was in the movie version. That's not the one I'm thinking about.
I think you might want to look at Joe Wagner.
I'm looking it up right now. No, Lyle Wagner was in the movie, in the show. And there...
What was the name of the girl that actually did the... I mean, I know the show only made two episodes on the air, but what was the name of the girl that actually did that?
Oh, the new series? I don't know. I didn't give a crap. I didn't even know that they made two...
They tried to make her look like the original, except for her hair was really bushy.
This is pissing me off quite a bit. I will remember and find the answer about 10 minutes after the show ends.
Right?
Screw it. Moving on. Christina Ricci? That's funny, Arklitch. He suggested Christina Ricci is Wonder Woman.
Oh, you know who would probably be good, too? The girl from The Hunger Games. What's her name?
Don't know. Haven't seen it.
Yeah. Okay, now you're going to make me look.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I thought she was too small, though.
No, well... See,
Lucy Lawless was at one point being cast, requested for the cast role as well. And I would have said...
Lucy Lawless would have been good.
She would have been perfect at that time. She would not be so good now, because I don't think she can move as be as physical as before. But just off of Xena, maybe a couple years after that, she would have been perfect. She has the build, she has the body, she has the ability to do physicality. She could hit, she can be hit, and she would have done a really good job of it. And she can act, and with sense of humor, too. But that didn't fly, because they weren't... Very cool, man. Yo, diggity.
Okay. Lucy Lawless, or not Lucy Lawless. Doggone it. I had it there, too. You might Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
That's the girl that's in Hunger Games, and she could probably do it. But, and Adrian Palicki?
Adrian!
That's who actually played it
in the new TV show attempt in new that TV failed. Show.
Yeah, that but she filled in the outfit.
Redesigned outfit.
The redesigned outfit. That's exactly where I was going to go with that. I think they could have tried to go back to the original.
They should have at least started with the original and then introduced. Oh, hey, by the way, we're updating the image. Like, okay. That everything about that original TV series, at least Elijah Dushku could do it.
Oh yes.
Yeah, she's got the body and the physicality to do it as well.
Oh yes. Jennifer Garner could do it too.
I love Jennifer Garner, but I don't think she can do it anymore.
No?
No, I think she's become too mommy.
Yeah.
She's still, like, shortly after Alias, she would have been perfect. She would have been a skinny Wonder Woman. I'd have been okay with that. But I love Jennifer and all of the physical roles that she's ever played in. I love that TV series, Alias.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you be opposed to a taller woman to actually play Wonder Woman? Because, I mean, she was supposed to be an Amazon...
I would prefer a taller woman played Wonder Woman.
Thank you, yeah.
It's like, okay, she has to be one of those women of stature that has a presence that's like, yeah, you don't mess with me. I kick you, and you go down, and you'll hurt. I'm not going to if I don't need to, but I can. And that's always what Wonder Woman really represents. Wonder Woman represents... if we want to go into the feminist side of things, represents the ability of a woman to be what she is as far as in the same world as a masculine representation, without having to play the difference between masculine versus feminine. Wonder Woman is, I am woman, but I am strong. And that's always been the thing that Wonder Woman is always supposed to represent to me. And I think a lot of the times now is, oh, it's Superman's girlfriend, which always bugs me.
Yeah.
But you know what that means is what time it is, right? Right? Huh? Huh? Huh?
I'm not looking at watches.
Well, I don't either.
Oh, okay, good.
I look at beat pattern. Beat, 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 pattern, pattern, pattern.
Beat the feet.
Feet the beat.
I think it's time.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
bing bong, bada bong, bong, ding dong, long a wong, nong dong, ding 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 ding. Bup de beep de bup de bup de bup de beep 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 de beep. And then we'll get back onto the regular show.
You need some coffee.
Coffee? What the heck is that? I don't know if you heard, but I popped my top of my can of tasty cola beverage, and I have had a couple of sips already, and I am ready to keep going.
Well, I'm double checking, because you know, sound like you're running out of energy there.
Me? I never run out of energy. Either I'm on or I'm off. There's no in-betweens. It used to be much more of an issue for some people around me when I was at work. I'd come into work and say, hey, happy, let's get work. Okay, let's go. Boom. And then I'd bounce off the walls the entire day. And then people say, how the hell can you keep that energy? Simple. I choose to.
I don't know.
And they look at that and it's like, what the hell do you mean? Okay, you can either be happy or you can be sad. Pick a choice. Make one. Be one way or the other. And if you choose to be unhappy, enjoy that pile of whatever steaming that you're living in, because I ain't going to do that.
Yeah, but the choice of being happy or unhappy, what about all that energy?
Energy is simple.
Huh?
Energy is simple. It's a derivative of the universe. You can draw on it anywhere at any time from any point.
Oh, do teach me one day. You're going to have to.
I warn everybody when I'm on the show, when I'm tired, I'm more energetic. Right?
Yes, this is true.
You've noticed this?
Yes.
Okay, because what'll happen is I will keep drawing on energy from within myself, from around me, and just keep drawing it through until I choose to say, okay, well, that's enough energy, now I can drop and go to sleep.
Normally, when I get to that point, there is just no, I'll just make it to the bed. And if I'm at that point, I just drop anywhere and sleep.
Okay. I've always known I'm a little different on that. Wait, because I am a little on the undead side. I do have that ability to choose to stay awake or choose to go to sleep. It has occurred maybe once or twice in my life where I've had difficulty falling asleep because of environmental variables such as heat. Damn hot! Hot! Damn hot! And when it gets damn hot, you just gotta think cool thoughts. Not really. That doesn't really work, so don't take that as advice. It doesn't really work like that. Hey, Matthew's there. Hi, Matthew. Uh-oh. Arclick is talking about Theo harmonicas. Theo harmonics. Uh-oh. I'm not going there. That's scary stuff, man. He's got a term for it and everything. I'm natural. I'm naturally high. Call me Tully. I'm not going there either. No, that's a different one. I'm doing Tully, man. You're channeling, like, what was his name? Oh, crap.
I don't remember. That's about what it was.
Mr. Hankey, the happy, bouncy piece of poo.
Yep.
Anyhow.
You want to get high? That's Tally. Tally's got an issue with narcotics, man. It's just some of the characters they pulled up in South Park was just like, whoa, but that's funny. So you mentioned earlier Superman. Guess what two movies I watched this weekend?
I'm guessing the new Superman.
I saw that one.
All right. And what else?
Have you seen it?
I have not. We went to go try to get it. I actually went and bought tickets to go see it, and they sold us tickets to the wrong day.
Those buckwheat bastions of bad?
Yeah. So in the day they wanted me to go, I couldn't go, so got our money back. But
cool.
Wanted to see that, and I also want to see the new Red.
Yes, Red would look fun, but I'm going to give everybody some spoiler warnings on Superman.
I'm ready.
I was bored.
I thought so.
It was like, really? Really? Okay. It was pretty. It was okay to watch, but I was bored. It happened, as Matthew just said. Yeah, I did like You were talking earlier about the info dump, how to explain the backstory.
Right.
And I thought they did a good job of that. And that was the only thing I thought they did a great job of that. It comes as a bunch of little snippets of life memory events, and you actually get a good sense and feeling of the character as he's developed as Clark Kent, and it moves forward in the story. As the story's moving forward, and you get these little snippets like, oh, okay. So even if you didn't know Superman the story at all, you'd get it, because you'd be able to clue in enough on those little bits and pieces, like, oh, as a little boy, he was special. Oh, wait, by the way, he's also an alien. But I didn't like the way Krypton affected him. I didn't like the way they resolved the conflict. And I really didn't like the way that it just sort of... Really? He kind of... Eh? But it looked good. I thought the internally on its own story merits, based on the beginning to end of that story, it was fine. It was worth watching. I didn't lose interest in watching the movie. I was able to stay attentive to the movie. It's just that I didn't really like where they took the story. Sad. But I watched another movie too.
Which one?
And I know Jazzy wanted to talk about it because she saw it too. But now she doesn't get the opportunity to talk about it because she's not here.
Yep, I figured. D2.
Despicable Me.
Yep.
I never saw the first one, okay. Which didn't stop me from picking up on what was going in the movie, so I didn't really lose anything from that. I thought the movie was too cute.
Okay, so let's see if I remember right. You don't like cute movies.
Not a big fan of cute. Cute works okay when in context. And watching this as a kid movie, this movie made me laugh a couple of times. I was like, that's funny. Did get me giggling a couple of times. It was that was funny. What? Yeah, sorry, I'm reading the chat room at the same time as I'm talking. I'm going to stop now. from what I understand, if you like the first one, you'll love the second one. It's a well-done movie. There are bits and pieces of it that I think were awesome. And then there was a, what? Really? That's such a simple little plot device. What? Okay. But it's definitely geared for young people. So I was like, whatever, it's a kid's movie. So I watched it as a kid movie, and I enjoyed it as a kid movie. As an adult movie, as a, I don't know, trying to compare it to something like, say, Shrek, or one of my favorite movies, Akira, doesn't compare. But
I was going to say, those are really, I don't know why you would compare them to that.
I wasn't really comparing them with that. It was... There are animated movies that have a full-on, this movie has definition and is divining a moral point that's getting towards a story with characters and broad breadth and depth and everything else like that, and there's a thing there, and then there are movies that are, yeah, it's there. Shrek is one of those movies. There's no point to it, but it's a fun movie. It's an enjoyable movie, but it's an adult movie, which also works as a kid's movie. Which, sorry?
What did you think about Up?
I actually never saw Up.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't think it's a kid's movie, to be honest with you. I think there's a more of an adult moral to the story than... but it does have some good funny points in it.
Which, Up?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, hey, I should probably have compared it to Toy Story. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Toy
okay.
Story. There's a movie that is both adult and kid's movie. I love the first Toy Story. I liked the second Toy Story. I'm kind of ambivalent on the third one.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to compare Despicable Me against any of those three, I would still say that the third Toy Story movie was better.
Oh, compared to the... Okay.
Compared to Despicable Me 2. But again, I'm probably not its target market. It is everything that screams out to that movie is screams out kids. Screams out fun little romp for an hour and a half. Kids are going, and then move on. They'll have their little favorite moments, and like they'll dance, they'll do their stuff, and whatever. And that's cool. But again, I just thought it was like, well, it was an okay movie.
Yeah.
It's really sad because usually I get at least one great movie and then one okay movie when I watch on the weekends. Like, I'm sad.
All right. Now, there's rumor, well, not rumor, but there is a movie coming out this year. And I heard a spoiler alert in there.
Uh-oh. Is it Wolverine?
No, which I do want to see Wolverine.
I will.
But the new Captain America.
Okay.
Who he actually is fighting.
Adolf?
No.
Okay. It's a modern Cap.
Yeah, but he's the what is it? The White Soldier or something like that. I can't remember.
The Winter Soldier. Do you know the origin of the Winter Soldier?
Please tell me it's not the spoiler alert I heard.
Bucky.
That's the spoiler alert I heard.
That is the comic book. That's how the comic book ran.
But I thought he died.
He doesn't die. He falls into the clutches of the Russian KGB mind-wiping reprogramming. Hey, we're evil bastards. We're going to use you in our fight against capitalism. Da, ya, ya. And they reprogram to be a assassin, much like the Black Widow, in the same type of program, but much more mental programmy type things.
Mm. See, so this I must have missed that one, reading the comic books.
Yeah, I mean, it was not a large part of the comic book series, but it had its chunks like, oh my god, Winter Soldier. And then it was, okay, well, Winter Soldier then got his life back as Bucky, and when Captain America died in the comic books, Bucky took up the role of Captain America. Ooh, and it was very controversial as well, because Bucky used guns. What most people didn't realize is the original Captain America used guns too.
Well, yeah, he used them even in the movie, and in the remake movie too.
The movie, exactly. The movies got the guns. The comic books, he doesn't use guns until more recently.
Hmm.
But when you look up the original comic books, Captain America used guns. But for like 20, 25 odd years or whatever, Captain America never used a gun.
I have to go back on that because I always thought he did.
And if you watch the Avengers movie, he didn't use a gun either.
No, he didn't.
He used the little blaster thingy that S.H.I.E.L.D. was working on based on Hydra's technology. But that was it.
I don't even remember. I'm going to have to watch a movie again because
I don't recall
him
actually
using something, a weapon other than the shield.
Exactly. I mean, that was the whole point for what Captain America was redesigned to be about. He was designed to be all that in a bag of potato chips, but all-American guy without needing to use guns.
Right. Yeah, because wasn't his original message supposed to be anti-war?
It was pro-America. We can do it, and we can finish the war on our terms. See, Captain America was always a character about how, by working together, by having some people leading, we can win that war. And it's always about that war and winning against the forces of oppression.
Right.
So, I mean, that was always supposed to be the spirit of America behind what Captain America stood about. I loved how in the movie, the Avengers movie, they pulled out... Oh, sorry, in the Captain America movie, they pulled out the whole selling U.S. bail bonds. That was like... Yes. That's hilarious, because that's how it started.
Yep.
But if you read the current comic book series called The Ultimates, Captain America got voted President of the United States.
Oh, wow.
After... they kind of blew up half of it.
Oh.
I never really liked... This is the thing that Marvel does sometimes, is they did a remade universe, re-engineered, and that's the movies. The Captain America, the Thor movie, less to a degree the Iron Man movie, but the Avengers movies. Those are all based on Ultimate characters' versions of those characters. They're a little darker, they're a little edgier, they're a little meant to be appealing to a more modern audience, but still a younger audience as well. And the whole idea was to get more people reading comic books again. It kind of works, kind of doesn't. But this one series called Ultimate Comics Ultimates is really good. It has Reed Richards, the leader of the Fantastic Four, as the evil genius bad guy.
Ooh.
It's awesome. And I won't tell anybody what happened to Iron Man just recently. If they're on the net, they would have read it already. But Captain America, as leader of the Ultimates, is like, we just want to save the country, ends up becoming the president of the United States.
Hmm.
It's a really neat little twist.
You'll have to give me the link on that Iron Man thing.
Well, I'll tell you off camera.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I saw something posted, but it wasn't really talking about Iron Man. They were talking more about, Wow.
Yeah, it was a bit of a twisty. It's like, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And I think in two more issues or whatever, the series ends. And it's like...
That makes sense.
Okay. Because Iron Man for the entire series has had an intelligent tumor living inside his brain that he talks to every once in a while and is smart enough to reprogram robots. And it's like, how the hell do you manage that? It's like, okay, we kind of thought it was a mutation or something like that. No, turns out to be something else.
OMB.
Yeah. But it was cool. It was groovy. It was great. But we, you know what? The temperature's outside. It's damn hot. Hot, damn it. So hot, you could cook a monkey on the ground.
Crouch back cooking.
I'm not doing that. Because it's just disgusting.
Did you hear the news out of California?
Which one? Which one?
What they're trying to stop people from doing?
Leave babies in their car when the windows rolled up while it's hot out?
Well, no, you don't do that, or pets. But people are actually cooking eggs on the sidewalk, and they're begging people to stop doing that.
It's not good for you, because it's dirty.
Not to mention, it's that hot that they can cook eggs on a sidewalk.
Yeah, but you know what the craziest thing to do? You want to really piss somebody off and mess up their car?
Put an egg on their... bologna.
Piece of bologna.
Yeah.
You will not be able to get that bologna off that car once it has been baking in the sun for at least a half an hour or so.
Yep.
Actually, I think it's 10 minutes, but whatever it is. You peel that... If you can actually get that bologna off, you are taking the paint off that car.
All the way to the metal.
All the way to the metal.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy metal! And there's riots in California. There's riots in India right now because food is killing kids in school. 20 deaths so far.
Well, you heard about the what they found, what Coast Guard actually found in a freighter going to North Korea.
A giant squid?
No, it was coming from Cuba, believe it or not. They actually found missiles, parts to missiles in there.
I had heard that a little bit of that, yes.
Yeah. They're actually talks of starting up again of a new Cuban missile crisis.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about Cuba. I'm more worried about North Korea.
Yeah,
they're crazy.
How much they've got so far.
They're crazy. But rolling up the end of the show, we've got, coming on after this show, we've got, what, Free Pie?
Free Pie.
And who's on Free Pie tonight?
Well, we're going to play a classic for everyone, so they're going to get to hear the famous R. Scott McCoy.
R. Scott. And then after that, we've got Mental Candy.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the dinner mint, after dinner mint of radio.
Indeed. And I'm just going to throw in one more self little prop type thing. Little Miss Nina of the NinaCon experience has invited me to join her show this Friday.
Ooh.
So come on down and play with us. Play with us there. Play with us here, play with us there, and join us on Facebook, and like Twitter, and like blogs, and like all that other stuff, and like, you know, okay? Thanks for joining, everybody, and thanks for being on the show, E-Dub.
Oh, no problem. Anytime you need help, I'm here for you.
Awesome.
On that note?
Exactly.
Of a big surprise, if you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.